Welcome to the podcast of Life Change Church, where we exist to love people to life change. We hope that this podcast is both challenging and encouraging to you. Enjoy the message. So for the next 4 weeks, we're going to be studying some age-old songs that you guys have probably sung hundreds of times, depending on how much you like Christmas, maybe even thousands of times, right? But we're going to talk through them and let them really see how they really register with our hearts. And today we're going to jump in. We're going to look at the carol, O Come All Ye Faithful. Next week we're going to jump in. We're going to look at the Christmas carol, Away in the Manger. And then in week three, we're going to look at O Holy Night. And again, we're going to conclude this series on Christmas Eve with the carol Emmanuel. And again, like Caleb said, Christmas Eve, we have two services. We have a 3 and a 5. Start inviting people now. I would say this too, just for this whole entire series and this season of Christmas, this is a big invite season. Like if you invite somebody, chances are they're probably going to come with you because it's Christmas time. Their mind is set this way anyways, right? So invite people, bring people, and I'll promise you this, I will present the gospel in every service. That way, if you have somebody that you've been praying for to make a decision for Jesus, you have a family member, you have a friend, maybe even yourself, come to the service, bring them with you, and I will present that and give them an opportunity to respond as well. And what I want to do as we go through this series, I want us to understand what a carol is. Because a carol is this. It's simply a song of praise. It's a song of joy. And all throughout Christmas, we sing songs of praise and we sing songs of joy for one reason. Because of the birth of Jesus. So if you have your Bibles, go with me to Luke chapter 2. We're going to read verses 10 through 11. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. And again, if you don't have a Bible app, we always push the Bible, we push the Bible app, the YouVersion Bible app. It's an incredible resource to take with you wherever you go. And this passage of Scripture, it's really the memory verse for this series. We're going to go over this every week. Next week, we're actually going to jump into this and go into more detail with this. But I would challenge you to write this down. This is kind of the whole background for the whole Christmas season, right? Write this down. Memorize it. Put it on your fridge. Put it on your mirror in your bathroom. Maybe make it your screensaver on your phone so every time you open your phone, you remember why we celebrate Christmas. And this is why. Luke 2, verses 10 through 11. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I'm bringing you good news that will be a great joy to all the people. Today your Savior was born in the town of David. And he is Christ the Lord." Christ the Lord is born. Our Savior is born. And because of that, we can have joy. Because of that, we can celebrate. We can give praise, right? And because of that, we should sing carols. It should move us and stir us to a point where we give praise back to God. The Savior was born, and he's Christ the Lord. We hear that, and that's the reason why Christmas. That's the reason we celebrate Christmas. But for too many of us, I think that we've let some other things distract us from that, right? For some of us, we let Christmas be a time of complete stress. If you think about it, Christmas, it puts pressure on your calendar, right? It puts pressure on your finances. It puts pressure on your relationships. You have to get together with family over and over, right? That puts pressure on you even, right? If you think about it, Christmas time is one of those times where it's a quick reminder. You know what? I'm struggling financially. It brings it to light because we are supposed to give gifts, but it's a quick reminder that, man, I'm not where I want to be financially. It's a quick reminder that our time is limited, right? It's a quick reminder that we're so busy that we don't even have time for relationships sometimes in our life. And so for some of us, Christmas is a reminder of the pain that we've experienced when we lost loved ones as well. And if we're honest with ourselves, I think we can let that become a distraction to why we celebrate Christmas. So many times we feel like we don't have enough. We feel like we're lacking something through this Christmas season, but the truth is Christ is enough. And that's why we celebrate Christmas. We are joyful because of the birth of Christmas. And my prayer is this, through this series, through these carols, my prayer is that you will be reminded that Christ is enough. You will be reminded that he's enough to be joyful. He's enough to sing praise. And I pray that as we go through these carols, I pray that God reveals the truth in them and shows us the real meaning about Christmas. So today we're going to jump in and we're going to look at the Christmas carol, O Come All Ye Faithful. Just a quick background on this song. was actually originally written in Latin by a guy named John Francis Wade in the early 1700s. It was later translated in English by a guy named Frederick Oakley in 1841. And this is kind of where we get the song, O Come All Ye Faithful. And today what we're going to do is I'm going to have DJ come back up and he's going to lead us in the song, but we're going to strip it down to nothing but just vocals and lyrics, right? Because this song is a carol that stood the test of time and it has so much power. And what I want you to do is I want you to experience the power as you sing and as you look at these words. So DJ, if you would, come up and let's lead us in the song.
Why don't we stand as we sing?
O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Oh, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, oh, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. All hail, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. O Jesus, forever be thy name adored.
Nailed it.
Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, we'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the glory, Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. All right, you can be seated, but listen to the power of that song, right? As we sing that, you just hear the voices of that. It's so powerful, right? And to me, just the first line jumps out. It says, O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Really, it's a call for us. It's a call to each and every one of us, but not as we see ourselves, but as God sees us. God sees you as joyful. God sees you as faithful, and he sees you as triumphant. In fact, that's what I want you to walk away with today. If you get nothing else, get this. God sees you as faithful, joyful, and triumphant. God sees you as faithful, joyful, and triumphant. And why does he see us this way? Because of Jesus. Because God sees each and every one of us through the lens of Jesus. It's the very reason he gave Jesus, right? It's the reason we celebrate Christmas, which is what I just talked about. God gave his son to live a life that was perfect, to live a human life at that, in the form of a baby, to live all the way up through mankind, right? To become a man, to live a perfect life for us, and then die on a cross. But not just stay dead, but be born again, be resurrected, so that we could have new life, so that we could experience being called faithful, joyful, and triumphant. And he's calling us to recognize this. He's calling us to come. He's calling us to sing. Sing in exaltation. He's calling us to hail, to shout praises to Jesus. And he's calling us to adore Christ the Lord. Because through Christ, God sees you as faithful, joyful, and triumphant. And this is what this song is about. This is the praise of this song. This is the excitement that we have of this song. But if we're honest, I think this song can be overwhelming. Started off with the first line. This first line is overwhelming, right? I mean, many times, especially during the Christmas season, we feel anything but faithful. We feel anything but joyful. We feel anything but triumphant. Again, we talked about this just a minute ago. But with Christmas season, what we feel is we feel stress. And when stress comes, we feel less than faithful. We feel less than joyful. We feel less than triumphant. Instead, many times, we probably feel doubtful. We probably feel depressed. We even feel defeated, right? We feel unworthy. We think, how am I supposed to come adore him, right? How am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to shout and sing praises? Even when you hear the word faithful, maybe you're here today and you just feel completely opposite of that. Maybe it's like the polar opposite. When you hear the word faithful, you think, holy cow, like I don't feel faithful at all right now. Like maybe Christmas memories bring up bad memories, right? And it puts you in a place where you struggle with your faith. Maybe you're questioning everything because the truth is this whole walk with Jesus is actually harder than you expected. Maybe you felt like God called you to do something, but that thing just hasn't come easy. You've been continuing to struggle and struggle, and you're thinking about quitting. You're thinking about walking away, right? Because you're struggling with that faith. You're thinking, did God really call me to do this, right? You're doubtful in that. Maybe you're here today and you're not experiencing joy. Again, Christmas is supposed to be the most joyful time of the year, but the truth is the joy can get sucked out of you right away. Like, think about it. Just try to go shopping. The joy gets sucked out of you right away. Listen, I'm not a big fan of shopping anyways, but then when you add the Christmas season on top of it, like, it's bad. You go in there, you're driving in a parking lot, you drive around, you keep driving around, you're looking for a spot, and then all of a sudden you find a spot, you're thinking like, yeah, I'm going to pull into this, and then there's some person who's thinking about the economy driving a smart car. Like, what? Just smash that thing in, right? Or somebody's parked into two lots or two spots. You're like, come on, seriously? Like, why would you do that? It sucks the joy right out of you. And then you actually have to go into the store. You have to work your way through the whole crowds, and then you have to wait in line. And you're like, it's just frustrating. Listen, I've learned the art of online shopping, and it's amazing. It helps the joy come back. But the truth is, this Christmas season can squash the joy, can suck the joy right out of us if we forget why we're celebrating. There's so many things that we can let steal and rob us of our joy, and we find ourselves not experiencing that joy. And for so many of us, too, just the word triumphant makes us feel a little bit weird, right? In fact, the word triumphant is just one of those strong words that just leaves us feeling and falling short, like when we hear that word, right? It's a powerful, big word. But so many times I think we feel more defeated than we feel triumphant. Again, we can look at our finances and we think like, man, seriously, this is where I am? A year ago, I thought I would have been at a complete different place. But no, I feel defeated in this. Maybe you look at your marriage and you think, like, after 20 years, man, shouldn't we have this thing together? Like, why are we still struggling, right? Why are we not trying? Why are we feel defeated in this? I think many times we can feel more doubtful, depressed, and defeated. But that's how we view ourselves. But God sees you as faithful, joyful, and triumphant. And think about that statement. God sees you as faithful. Imagine your life if your doubts would be lifted, right? God sees you that way. Imagine the things that you could do. Imagine the risk that you could take if you looked at yourself the way God sees you and sees you as faithful. Imagine how that could be. God sees you as joyful. Think about what your life would look like without those thoughts that go through, those negative thoughts, without that depression that you may stir and struggle with here and there. God sees you as joyful, and God sees you as triumphant. Think about that. What if we saw ourselves as triumphant? What if we saw ourselves as victorious and not defeated? Imagine what our lives would look like. Imagine the difference we would feel. Imagine the things that we may risk and take after and chase after. Imagine what we could experience that God has really called us to be. This is Carol's describing. It's describing how God sees us. It's a celebration. It's a praise because God sees us as faithful, joyful, and triumphant. And this is the way I want to feel, right? This is the way I want you to feel. This is the way we should feel, right? We should come together. We could celebrate and praise every Sunday morning, every single morning, the fact that God sees us this way. So what I want to do is I want to look at some ways of how we can live this out. So some application points and some action steps we can take. Number one is to come. All throughout this song, this gives us this action step, right? It says to come. It says to take that step forward. To come is a response to a calling. We're responding to what Jesus calls us to do, right? We're responding to him saying, come. We need to come into his presence. And if you look at who Jesus calls, he calls each and every one of us. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28, it says this. It says, come to me, all you who are tired and have heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Another translation says, weary and burdened. Isn't this just how I described how many of us feel, right? This is how many of us, we act. This is how many of us even looked during the Christmas season. We're tired. We're weary. We're carrying these heavy loads. We're burdened. But what does Jesus say? He says, come to me. He says, come to me, all of you who are tired and weary. And don't wait till you're perfect. Jesus even calls the sinners. If we back up a couple chapters in Matthew chapter 9, verses 12 through 11, it shows this. Matthew chapter 9, verses 12 through 11, it says, when Jesus heard them, he said, is it not the healthy people who need a doctor, but the sick? Go and learn what this means. I want kindness more than I want animal sacrifices. I did not come to invite good people, but to invite sinners. Here's Jesus, and he's calling us. Whatever stage of life we're at, he's calling us. He's inviting us. He's inviting the weary. He's inviting the burdened. He's inviting the sinner. He's inviting us. And if you look at the scripture, he's inviting us not to stay the same, but to be changed, right? If you look at the scriptures, really the song should be, oh, come all ye weary, burdened, and sinful. But the song is a praise, right? It's a celebration. It's a celebration that because through Jesus, we are changed. We're transformed. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if anyone belongs to Christ, there's a new creation. The old things have gone, and everything is made new. We become a new creation. The old is gone, and the new is here. And we can celebrate that. We are faithful, joyful, and triumphant. But we need to take action. We need to respond to his calling. We need to present ourselves and come to the presence of God. And number two, we need to praise. To live this out, to truly experience being joyful, being faithful, being triumphant, we need to praise God. And our praise and our worship should only be on him. Yet if you go back to those lyrics that we sang, it says, let us adore him. Let us worship him. Let us show our love in everything we do to him. Let us show our respect to him. Let us show our devotion to him. Psalms 95:6 says, come, let's worship him and bow down. Let's kneel down before the Lord who made us. Are we making time in our lives to worship him, to adore him, to praise him? Are we bowing down? Are we kneeling? If you look at bowing down and kneeling, what it is, it's a sign of humbling ourselves. Are we humbling ourselves before God? To celebrate how God sees us, we need to praise him. We need to adore him. And then the song says, sing in exaltation. Sing in exaltation. Talk about a call to praise. The truth is we all can sing, right? Just many of us, we probably can't sing on key. But we all can sing. And what singing in exaltation is just a song of rejoicing. We can sing through rejoicing. And this is what we need to do. We need to apply praising God with singing and exaltation in our lives. We need to live out what the psalmist says here in Psalms 104:33. He says, I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. And if we really can't sing in tune, but we sing in exaltation, it could just turn to a hail. A hail is this. A hail is basically a shout, right? Sometimes we just need to shout praises to the Lord. We need to take action in this of praising God and just shout to the Lord. Because when we do this, when we praise, it changes who we are. It changes our mindset. I mean, think about it. Think about just the word adoration. When I think of adoration, I think of this. I think about a grandparent who views their grandchild for the very first time. Listen, I've seen grandparents be grumpy once the child's grown and like in their terrible twos, but the first time a grandparent's ever seen their grandchild, what is it? There's adoration. There's joy. There's excitement. There's smiles, right? It's the same thing for us. We need to have this adoration towards Jesus. Again, singing with exaltation. Singing exaltation, what's that look like? You've all seen somebody singing in their car next to you, right? Like where they don't even realize that there's people around. Like they're completely lost in song. They're going at it. Like their car's shaking. They're dancing. Like it's their jam. And they don't care what's going on around them, right? What are they experiencing? They're experiencing joy. They're experiencing what God wants us to experience when we praise him. And think about when you shout for joy. Listen, I wasn't here last week to say how exciting the Buckeye game was, so I'll say it now. I heard Daryl talk about our blue and yellow windows. I will say this. We as a church, we know that as a church inwardly, man, we are blessed. We can praise and we can praise him and we can celebrate Buckeye's wins. But as we look out, we know that there's sinners out there. So, okay, I'm just messing around. Just messing around a little bit. But as I watched this game last week, I shouted, right? I shouted because I was excited. I was had this joy in front of me, joy inside of me. And this is the same thing we need to experience when we shout for God. We need to have so much joy that we shout. And when we shout, it changes who we are. This is how we're supposed to praise God. We're supposed to praise God by changing the way we think. And when we do this, it changes our mindset. And it allows us to see ourselves as faithful, as joyful, and triumphant. We need to come and respond, and we need to praise. And number three, we need to give. The lyrics say, give to our Father glory in the highest. We give him all the glory. So the third thing we need to experience this and to live this out is we need to give. And if you think about this, it's such a fitting action step for Christmas, right? Christmas is called the season of giving. For several weeks now, people are buying things, right? They're spending money to give and to distribute to friends and to family. Billions of dollars will be spent in the United States. In fact, $465 billion will be spent in the United States this Christmas. We worry, we fret about giving the perfect gift. So much so that I think we forget about what we're celebrating, right? Or why we're even giving these gifts. The whole reason started because God gave a baby 2,000 years ago to us. He gave his son on the first Christmas day. And we need to give back. We need to give to God. We need to give to our Father. But think about it, what do we give him, right? What do we give to God? God pretty much has everything, right? Do you think God needs like a Chromebook flip? Probably not, right? Think he needs a new Apple Watch? Probably not. Think he needs like the Amazon Echo Dot, right? Think about God saying, Alexa, can you please turn on my sprinkler system? Alexa, turn up my grace levels. Like maybe we can hear him say that to some of us, right? But what are you going to give to God? The truth is the only thing we can give and the only thing he wants is you. Not just half of you, not just the Sunday you, but all of you. Every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So what does that look like? Song says, give to our Father glory in the highest. Give him all the glory. It means that we surrender everything we are to him. Your time, your talent, your resources, your entertainment, your family, your marriage, things, your conversations, your private moments, your public moments, everything, your integrity, everything you are is surrendered to him. Your job, everything, right? All we have, we give to him so that he can be glorified. And he gives him the glory. Because when we do that, when we surrender our lives to him, he works through us. He'll use your mouth to speak to people that he wants to speak to. Words of love, words of grace, words of forgiveness, words of encouragement. He'll use your hands to feed, to clothe, and to comfort those who need a touch from him. He'll use your feet to go to the places where people need to experience love of Jesus. You give yourself to him, fully surrender to him. And when we do that, it means that he's our only audience. He's the only one who we're trying to please. We do everything unto him. Not to please others, but to please him. In Colossians 3:17, it says, everything you do or say should be done to obey Jesus, your Lord. And in all you do, give thanks to God the Father through Jesus. He's our audience. He's our motivation. And when we do this, we're giving ourselves to him. We're giving him the glory. It's one thing to live a life acceptable to others, but it's a whole next level of living a life acceptable to God. When we offer ourselves as a gift to God, when we are fully surrendered to him, there's nothing between our soul and our Savior. So what are you going to give? This Christmas season, what are you going to give? I suggest that we give ourselves. God sees you as faithful, joyful, and triumphant. And he wants you to see yourself that as well. He wants you to experience that blessing. But we need to come. We need to respond to his calling. And we need to praise him. Praise him in every area of our lives. Praise him for the things that he's done for us, and we need to give. We need to give of ourselves to God. My prayer today is that this truth from this age-old Christmas carol will go through your head this entire week, that you'll take these lyrics and you can live them out. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Come to Bethlehem. Come and see the child born King of Angels. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him, for he's Christ the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Holy Father, God, we thank you right now. God, we thank you for today. God, we thank you for speaking to us. God, we thank you for using a song that was written years and years and years ago, God, and the fact that there's truth in it that's tested and gone through all of time, God, to still speak to us today. God, we thank you for that. God, we thank you that you see us as faithful, joyful, and triumphant. And God, help us to see ourselves that way. God, help us to respond to the call that you've called each and every one of us. Help us to come into your presence, God. God, help us to praise you through each situation that we go through and through each situation that we face, God. Help us to praise you. And God, help us to give ourselves to you for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Life Change Church podcast. If you are here today and you are listening and you made a decision to follow Christ, we would love to hear about it. Or maybe you're here and you're listening and that God is asking you to make the next step with whatever that it is in your life. We would love to hear about it and partner up with you. If you would, go to www.mylifechangechurch.com and under the media section, please fill out the contact us information and let us know if you made a decision to follow Christ. Let us know what God is asking of you. And if you need prayer, we would love to partner up with you in prayer as well. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and that it both encouraged and challenged you. Have a great week.